welcome to MGM Marketability's podcast. On this podcast, we help you learn, develop, and launch your business. We provide marketing tips, business tips, and everything in between. So if you're new, thank you for watching. We're glad that you're here. My name is Lucas. I'm by myself today. Sometimes we do interviews. Sometimes we have a group of people all chiming in on a marketing topic or a business topic or something, but today, just me. And today, what we are talking about is emotional safety. Now, why would we be talking about emotional safety on a marketing podcast, or a business podcast? Well, you're about to find out. So the overarching thing that we're going to talk about is really is just how can you provide emotional safety to your possible customers, your clients, your audience, kind of just whoever you're attracting at the moment. So, because honestly, people won't buy from you if they don't feel safe buying from you. Okay? Let that sink in for a second. I'll say it again. People won't buy from you if they don't feel safe buying from you. So that's why all these stores and all these places have these 14 or 30-day, 4-week return policy, or like even Amazon has like on some of their stuff, they have like a year-long return policy. So even if within 365 days, if you didn't like it, you can return it and get all your money back. People want to feel safe, and they will go to great lengths. But here's the thing is you don't really need to offer this crazy refund policy. You don't really need to offer this, money back guarantee, all this. You don't always have to do that, okay? You can actually elicit the emotional safety through every single piece of content that you create. And so we're going to kind of dive into that today because, you know, growing media here, we are all about content. You know, that's our main thing here, especially video content. It is the biggest thing. It will not go away. It's not going away anytime soon. People are watching and viewing and consuming videos now more than ever. So you have to get into the video game, whether you like it or not. You don't necessarily need to be on camera or anything like that, but I mean, maybe you should. All right. Step one to, you know, putting emotional safety into your content. I believe people need to be reassured all the time. Okay. I tell my wife I love her every morning and every night, okay? Because I don't want her to forget it. Now, does she need to be reassured that I love her morning and night? Probably not, but it's just something that I'm going to do because I don't want her to forget, okay? And so I think we do this a lot unconsciously, right? You need to think about all the things that you kind of reiterate to people. You don't really need to, but you do anyway, just to make sure that they know, make sure that they're reminded. So we need to do this in our content, okay? So how often in your content are you telling people, hey, we can take care of this for you. You know, you don't need to worry, you can relax. Or hey, if you work with me, I promise that we'll make this happen. You know, that this is, you know, obviously fulfill your promises, otherwise you'll lose the integrity factor of your business and people won't trust you anymore. So what you need to do is just provide reassurance, okay? Provide reassurance. That's step one, okay? Now, step two, another way, or, you know, really number two, is to consciously, you know, look and see what whether it's your business, whatever your business is, you know, problem is solving or whatever, you know, maybe you're a business that you're not even solving a problem. You're just like a fun little thing that people buy. How can you provide that factor of like, oh, it feels good to buy from you. You know, how can you make it so that people just feel so good to buy from you? That's something that you need to do some research on, right? Is you have to look at your prospective customers, your customer avatar, and be like, man, what would make them be so happy to give them for them to give me their money? You know, what can I do for them? What can I provide for them? That is a game changer in and of itself. Like, can you imagine someone smiling and giving you money for the service or the product that you provided? And when you start to imagine that, start to envision that, you ideas start to pop in your head of like, well, man, maybe what if I did this or what if I did that? What if I provided this little extra thing on the side? Man, that would make them so happy. So those are little things that that provide that emotional just satisfaction where people start to relate their emotional joy, their emotional response, you know, to you, to like, in like, whenever they make a transaction with you, it's like buying ice cream, right? Like, like think about going to an ice cream shop. So we have an ice cream shop down the road from the studio from here, and it's probably one of the best. It's so good. Their ice cream, I think it comes from Wisconsin or something. Outstanding, like just outstanding ice cream all around. So, I don't have issue when I spend money there. We're getting ice cream, right? Like, we're not, I'm not worried about, the negative emotions behind buying the ice cream. And so you have to think like that is like, is the reward of your money, way more satisfying than them, you know, using that money, losing that money, whatever, utilizing that money, however you want to phrase it. You know, how can you elicit more joy in your transactions? So, yeah. All right. And then we're about to hit the last one. I don't know what it is about wintertime, but I don't drink enough water. So I'm trying to drink more water. I think it's because, you know, you just don't sweat as much. You're not as warm. So anyways, all right. Number three, well, you know what? Let's just recap. So number one, reassurance. Number two is invoking some type of joy during the transaction. Okay. And then number three is how can you make them feel safe? Okay. Because there's a lot of companies out there, right? Like I use the analogy of a plumber all the time. So let's just go back to that. You want to be able to know that your plumber is going to come in and save the day. If you have a leaky hose or a drain pipe, or there's water coming out of somewhere and you can't find it, you don't know what to do. You want to be able to know that you can call this plumber, this person, whatever it is, and know that they're going to take care of it and that you feel safe. Because honestly, if people don't feel safe with you, it's the same as if, you know, they're not going to buy from you, you know? They need to be, it's similar to number one, but really it's like, you need to talk about success stories that you had. Like, hey, there's this major problem, you know, at this house, and their thing was leaking, and they didn't have it checked for so long, or it froze over and the pipe broke, and, all this stuff. and this is what we did to fix it. And it took us this amount of time, and the damage could have been a whole lot worse if we weren't there. Stuff like that. Like, you need to show people that you've got their back, because ultimately that's what people want to know. You know, people want to know that when push comes to shove, are you going to show up when I need you the most? And honestly, that's not necessarily for all businesses, right? But even thinking about it for like a product, like if you are selling like a Frisbee or something, right? Like, they want to know that when they place their order, it's safely going to get to your house. For example, we have placed an order from a phone case company, me and my family, and they have not come in. It's been over a month. And honestly, we've emailed them like 3 or 4 times. They have not cared at all. Like, I don't feel safe with them. I don't think we're going to order from them ever again if we ever do get our phone cases. Like, because I don't feel like they have our best, like, I just don't feel like they actually care about us. You know what I mean? Like, we spent however many, like probably $100 or more on phone cases, because they're nice phone cases, and they just don't seem to care at all. Like, it seems like it's the last thing on their mind is to make sure that they have a satisfied customer. And so it's funny, because it's like, it was so simple. They could just be like, oh yeah, I got lost in shipping, we'll send you a new one. And it took them 3.5 weeks to do that. It should not take you that long. Obviously, if it doesn't get to you within a week in the United States, you should not be hesitating to be like, oh yeah, it's lost, let's just send you a new one. Let's get this fixed right away. Especially with companies like that who have, you know, you know, they have high margins. I'll just say that. And so now we don't feel safe to ever order from them again. And it sucks because we actually like them and we've ordered from them before and it hasn't been this bad. It hasn't been great. But it's stuff like that, that like we don't feel like they're going to take care of us. Right. And so I just want to give a shout out to a company that I really like. It's called Sweetwater. I order all my Pro Audio stuff from there. And I know most people won't order Pro Audio stuff and that's okay. But I just want to give you a good example. This is a website where it's just all Pro Audio gear. So, but let me tell you, they have the best customer service. Every time I order from there, whether it's like a cable, a single cable, or if I'm ordering something really expensive, like I've spent $3,000-$4,000 on certain pro audio items that I needed for my studio or that I was upgrading or whatever, I had no doubt it was going to get to me and is going to me safely. And if it didn't, they would immediately take care of it. So for example, I spent probably the most amount of money I've ever spent on a piece of gear before, you know, 6-7 years ago. Actually, I don't know if it was that long. It was 5 years ago. And it came in and it was broken on arrival. I got it all plugged in and ready to go. And I just thought I was an idiot and couldn't get it figured out. And then I emailed them and they're like, yeah, we know what the problem is. You have to send it back, but don't worry, we're going to take care of it. So they sent me a brand new unit even before I was able to send the other unit back. And it got to me within 48 hours and I was up and running and things were awesome. And I knew after that, after how they took care of that, and how they treated me in the whole process, I was like, I'm a customer for life. And so anytime I need a new piece of Pro Audio gear, which I never really need it, but you know, want it, they're my first option. Like they are. Like if I can't find it, it's like ridiculously cheap, a good used price or something like that. If I'm just like, hey, I want to buy this specific thing brand new, they're the first spot because they make me feel safe and they are constantly in their emails and in their content. They're reassuring you, hey, you got a 2-year warranty. We'll take care of anything that ever happens in that 2 years. What the heck? That's awesome. And going through the whole transaction process is great. It's a joy. So again, that's why they're probably one of the biggest Pro Audio distributors in the country of the United States. So going back to your business, how can you reassure people? How can you make them feel joyful whenever they are, you know, working with you or purchasing from you? And how can you make them feel safe? How can you make them feel like they're making a good decision? Because often people get in their own heads and then they make a poor decision because they have all these doubts or they worked with someone in the past that was similar to you and screwed them over or something like that. So you have to think about how can you make people feel good about working with you. The emotional side of things is not often thought about and talked about, but it's so important. Like if you can't tap into people's emotions, then you're losing a lot of income because we're emotional creatures. Pretty much everything we do is emotion based, right? It's hard to get past our emotions sometimes. So yeah, that's the whole podcast. Hope you guys got a lot from it. I would say your homework is just really understand your customer's emotions and how they use them or your potential customer. Think about how, hey, why did this customer buy, but this one didn't? And they're kind of the same person. Do that research, man, because it'll be game changing whenever you go to actually do some new content and everything. So anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you guys got a lot out of it. If you guys need any help with your marketing, a consultation, or you guys want us to do some video marketing for you, we have a whole team at growingmediamarketing.com. We would love it if you reached out to us. We help anybody on any budget. And appreciate you, and I'll see you next week.